Gamercast Network.
Hey. All right. It's a video game show. It's a video game show. It's not a game show about videos. It's a video game show.
Welcome to the Gamercast Network Video Game Show, episode number 79 for Sunday, March 2nd, 2008. I'm Chad, and this week for the roll call, when I say your name, tell me the game that you think should be stricken from existence. This is a game that, of course, you personally hate, but this is a game that all people should personally hate, not just you. Like, for me, people would say, well, you don't like World of Warcraft, but there is still quality in World of Warcraft.
And, give me a second.
Okay, take your time.
Give me a second.
If you have a binder, go through your binder.
Let me just peruse real quick. No, that's awesome. Awesome. That's a big load of awesome. That was fun as hell. That's a good game. Awesome. No, I only collect awesome, apparently. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put that back.
Okay, and joining us this evening is Ivan.
I'm going to go with the Xbox 360 game Two Worlds. Two Worlds is a steaming pile, crappy RPG Oblivion ripoff that I got for free, so felt compelled to actually play. Literally played it for less than half an hour before I gave up and said, this is utter garbage. So it fits your definition because I think everybody should gather around the bonfire and throw their copy of Two Worlds in.
Just like a Nazi book burning, yet with lots of copies of Two Worlds. And also joining us is Phil.
I want to say either GTA 4 and Burnout Paradise.
What, aren't those good games?
They changed it too much from the original Burnout series.
Why don't you want to see Grand Theft Auto 4?
I just don't. I don't understand the hype about that game. Not to mention, the game just causes problems, and everybody is up in arms about how bad those games are and what kind of message they're trying to portray with all the violence.
Just, I'm kind of with Chad, though. I mean, at least I feel about Grand Theft Auto the way Chad feels about WoW. I don't care for Grand Theft Auto. I don't get any enjoyment out of it, but millions of other people enjoy it.
Next on the list is Keith.
American Idol.
That's a good choice. Wow.
And if you really want a good singing game, there's always Rock Band or
SingStar.
SingStar.
And finally, Bob.
Now, this is probably going to be upsetting because I know people like this game. That's just the problem. I don't believe it's a game. So I would like stricken from existence anything that begins with the word Sims. They're not games. I have no idea what the hell they are. I've tried to play them on multiple occasions, and I foresee no actual goal in the game. Chris was really into them for a while and was like, look, come look at this. Come look at all the stuff that there is. And it was just like literally stuff on a screen.
Yeah. And he's like, look, then, I made my house. Like, great. You
already have a house. One.
Yeah. You're sitting in it.
Turn around.
Yeah. He's like, so, but look, I made a little blonde Sim that looks just like Heather. And I'm like, okay, great. Look next to you where Heather's sitting. The only redeeming value that I ever found in The Sims was creating a house that had a pool, having one of your Sims go into the pool, and then delete the ladder to get out of the pool. And they just swim around until they get fatigued, and eventually they drown.
I found it more amusing when Todd did that. He made Frank Castle in his mansion, and there were just gravestones all in the backyard, and he would do just that. He would invite people over, and he'd put them in the pool, and then he'd have Frank Castle guy sit right outside the pool and eat. And the guy would be swimming in the pool, like getting tired, going, Mizuno, 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 and Frank Castle's going, nom, 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 nom.
We should probably tell the listeners who don't know comic books that Frank Castle is the Punisher. I was going to go with Nintendo 64 game Superman 64. For those who played, you realize that that game should not exist in any shape or form. When you have to fly around in this game, the way they did flying was you always had to go fly through rings to get to your destination. You couldn't just fly anywhere you wanted.
And what if you missed the ring?
You have to start over.
Oh my God!
Lex Luthor set those rings up, didn't he?
I can put up with a lot, but flying through rings and getting yelled at when you don't fly through the rings just is no good.
See, you know, that's just poppycock in itself. You're freaking Superman. If someone yells at you, you just knock their teeth out. And then you just say, what? Repeat that, please. What? Oh, you need your bottom jaw for that? Here you go.
This week on the Gamercast Network. This week on Uncle Gamer Radio, the gang talks about Metal Gear Solid 4 and why PlayStation Home is poised to overtake Xbox Live. Boost your gamer score with the latest tips from Achievement Junkie. Tune in to Podtacular for the biggest stories in the unofficial Halo universe. Tune in to Gamertag Radio for the final word on all things Xbox 360. On Sarcastic Gamer, there's a media blackout on reviews for Turning Point Fall of Liberty. Is there a conspiracy? They think so. And EA tries to buy Take-Two. Whoops. Discover the website that brings you all these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com.
Next topic.
So we all here liked Titan Quest. Unfortunately, the company that made Titan Quest is no more. Iron Lore Entertainment is now no longer around. They had to shut down due to several unrelated events. They had problems in securing funding for the next project. About a day later, I guess one of the head producers of Titan Quest went on to the Quarter to Three forums and posted a fairly lengthy rant on how hard it is for small studios to make PC games. Several of the things in there might have been related to the Iron Lore shutting down. Okay, first, he says developing games in the PC in terms of hardware is a nightmare because of integrated chipsets, different video cards, firmware issues, BIOS issues, conflicts with other software running like the voice chats.
That yeah. I would think would be the biggest complaint for a PC software developer, because what one thing works for my PC might not work for somebody else's, and it has to be a nightmare to make it work on all platforms.
On top of bad hardware, he cites issues with the audience. There's lots of stupid people in the world.
I agree with that statement.
Preaching to the choir, my friend.
He's like, yeah, there are the savvy ones. Then there are the people who, you know, don't update their drivers, don't defrag their hard drives, and they come complaining when the game doesn't run at all well. Now, the biggest difficulty he cites for PC game development is piracy. He didn't really cite it for the obvious reason. In Titan Quest, if you pirated the game, the way that copy protection was done was that it would crash the game. Apparently, before Titan Quest came out, a leaked copy got out into the BitTorrent. People were starting to talk about Titan Quest, and they're always saying, oh, it's crashing, it's crashing, it's crashing. And they just thought the game was crashing just because it was a crappy game, when it actually was crashing because it was pirated. He felt that bad word of mouth from the pirates really hurt what could have been potential sales for the game.
So their philosophy is, we want to cause you as much grief for using a pirated copy as possible, so we're not going to tell you that we know you're using a pirated copy. We're either going to limit gameplay or just...
I respect that in a strange way.
I kind of do too, but I mean, then you can't really go back and complain that you got bad word of mouth because you were causing your game to crash.
And one last difficulty the producer of Titan Quest cited with PC game development was stupid reviewers.
But you're going to have that issue with any kind of game on any platform.
The one he cited was very funny in that I guess one of the reviewers who played Titan Quest didn't realize there were portals.
Oh, God.
So whenever he got enough loot to go sell back in town, he actually ran back to town.
Oh my God.
The producer was saying, guy, in the tutorial, it explains. It says, push the key to open your portal. How the hell did you miss that?
I didn't play the tutorial.
Yeah, I didn't read the manual. I didn't play the tutorial. I just started playing. I'm smarter than this. I don't need a tutorial.
Click. I'm smarter than the average bear.
Too bad bears don't game, dumbass.
Yeah.
They're animals.
Suck it,
that
bear.
Steal picnic baskets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Picnic yeah. baskets, yeah.
Stupid bears.
Next topic.
Companies sometimes just go way too overboard with the whole copy protection thing. See, I can't even remember the name of the game, but there was a game that I was supposed to review, and I couldn't even play the game. The copy protection was so crazy, I couldn't even get into the game to play.
Although I know people like Tom would disagree, online checking is valid. The people who complain the most about, no, absolutely not, that's crap, I shouldn't have to be online to verify that my game that I purchased is valid. Most of those people have an active network connection on their computers all the time anyway. That's at least my opinion.
Well, I agree with that, but I, for one, bring my gaming stuff elsewhere. Like if I head to Larry or Todd's, where there isn't an internet connection or something along those lines, and I have the game, I bought the game, I have everything, but I can't play it. To me, that's kind of BS.
It is, but how often do you do that with your PC?
We used to do it all the time. In recent memory, Xbox has been a huge issue with that, with arcade games, because, you know, I have a new Xbox now. I don't have the old one, and their licenses are all on the old one, so I can't play unless I'm online.
I will say, though, on the PC, that whole offline thing is getting better because Steam does it a very good way. If you know you're not going to be online, you can tell Steam you're going to be in offline mode. You can still play your games.
My opinion is that if piracy is such a big deal, it's causing companies to go out of business who would otherwise be producing games like Titan Quest, I would be willing, and this is me personally, I would be willing to sacrifice having to have a network connection, at least at some point, to validate that my copy is legal.
I would have no problem doing that if there was some kind of statute that stated, okay, you're going to buy this game, and as part of the contract of you purchasing this game from us, we are going to make it so that regardless of what happens to the company, you have to be able to play this game. That's my only worry, is I want to come back 6 years later and be like, dude, this game was sweet, let's play it.
Next topic.
We know the common train of thought is that when you play a first-person shooter and you go around and start killing people, you actually get happier as you kill them. And when you die yourself, you get depressed. Well, some researchers out of Finland actually studied the emotional response to playing a first-person shooter, and they actually found it's the opposite. They had people sit down and play the game James Bond Nightfire, which is not the greatest first-person shooter in the world, but hey.
Interesting choice.
Interesting choice. Maybe it's all they had in Finland at the time. And they found that when you killed someone, you actually experienced anger and anxiety, and that when you died yourself, when you got shot and killed, you had a more positive emotional response. And they linked that to relief from engagement. You're happier that you're no longer at risk of being killed.
From my standpoint, I get happy on both accounts unless I get killed repeatedly. You gotta admit, a lot of the times there's a lot of humor when you get killed.
Yeah.
Like when you jump off a platform trying to make the elevator and you miss and you fall.
Exactly.
Your death. Your top half of your body is stuck in the ground and only your feet are sticking up.
And your friends all gather around you to mock you as you're...
It takes screenshots.
Exactly. There is humor value when you get killed. You can also, most of the time, respect when someone gets a good shot on you. Like, if you're just walking along and you round a corner and someone blows your head off. Now, granted, if it's the 700th time it happens, I'm sure it wouldn't be funny, but I guess that's most things. But the first time you go, oh, damn, that was a good shot. He got me good there. And that's that.
I agree with Keith. We're playing Call of Duty 4, and I'm running in and out of buildings, and some sniper gets a lucky or actually skilled shot at my head while I'm running in between two buildings, and you see the replay, and there's a tenth of a second where they could have killed me, and they did. Obviously, I'm upset that I got killed, but I'm like, damn, that was a nice shot.
So these Finlanders were right or wrong?
I would say that they're right, but I don't think it's a totally accurate thing. Because again, if you're in a pissy mood and you sit down to play a game, I think you're going to be angry a lot more. And if you're in a good mood and you sit down to play a game, I think you're going to be happy a lot more. It's just a lot more skewed than just saying, if you kill someone, you're sad, and if you die, you're happy. All I want to say is I now want to fight Finnish people. They obviously don't want to fight, so I can win easily.
I want to do a Finnish accent now of like, yeah, Yodler, it's time to play game. I don't know where I'm going with this.
That was more of your German accent.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I don't know what the Finnish people sound like.
They sound like Finns.
Like just moving through the water.
Swim, 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 swim.
Next topic.
We'll stick with the violence one more time here. There's a court proceeding going on for a murder charge. The lawyer is claiming that the defendant killed the guy because video games made him do it. Here's what we have. Andrew's 24 years old. In 2005, he killed an 80-year-old man.
Was it a headshot?
Because it was, then, you know, you got to have respect.
Did he complete the frag with a teabag?
Okay. Here's what happened. Andrew heard from the 80-year-old man's grandson that the 80-year-old man had a vault under his stairs where he stored money.
Like Bruce Wayne? Like a bat cave or something?
The grandson told Andrew that my grandfather has money under the stairs. And Andrew, needing money, said, I'm going to go get it. So he went over there and started to fight with the old man. And the old man actually, at that point, called 911. And I guess over the 911 call, you can actually hear Andrew yelling, where's the vault? Where's the vault? Where's the vault? Over and over and over again.
This scared ass old guy, some World War II veteran going,
what? 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 What do you mean the vault? I don't know what you mean. I'm scared. Padlock!
Got this gefilte fish. You want it? Here, take it. It's horrible. I don't know why I have this.
So Andrew killed him, and here's how he ended up killing him. He actually stabbed him and then shot him and then gouged his eye out.
What?
Did he finish it with a... What the hell is going on here?
Yeah, you can imagine if you were his buddy standing there going, dude, where are you going with this? Really?
During the trial, his defense lawyer is painting up Andrew here as a computer geek who had himself immersed in a video game. When Andrew confronted the old man, he thought the confrontation was in a video game.
Yeah, that's bullshit. The guy wanted to rob an old man. The old man put up a fight. He killed the old man, and now he's trying to get out of it. Why can't we blame rock and roll anymore? What happened to that? What happened to the good old days of blaming music?
I played my Judas Priest album backwards, and it said, kill the old man next door.
He's got a vault.
No, actually, what it said was, right after you kill him, make sure you gouge his eye out.
Well, that might be part of a quest, that eye.
Sweet, it dropped. The last four old men I killed, I didn't get any eyes out of. Did the cops catch him because he was waiting for the respawn?
He's just sitting there. He's going to drop it again. I can just tell. I can't believe no one's here.
Dude, the cops show up and go, you have to wait. I've been here for a half an hour waiting for this respawn, and the guy's still lying here. I completely looted him.
Get out of here.
Spawn campers, get out of here. I was here first. If his defense was the old undead apothecary guy from Undercity told me to collect old man eyes.
If that was the case, I would have said, okay, that dude's not right and he's living in a video game. But that's not the case, clearly. So,
next topic.
Does anybody here remember MicroProse?
Oh, of course.
Yes.
MicroProse started in the early 80s, and they made lots of very good simulation and strategy games. Sid Meier was one of the founders of MicroProse. I guess towards the late 90s, they had a really hard time. They were bought by Hasbro Interactive, and then Hasbro Interactive was bought by Infogrames.
I hate that name. That name, because it should just be InfoGames, but it's not.
When they were purchased by Infogrames, they actually ceased to exist at that point. Well, a group of what one article called video game industry veterans got together and bought the MicroProse brand. MicroProse is coming out with new products. They have two divisions, MicroProse Red and MicroProse Blue.
Okay, go Pokemon. I choose you.
I'm going to wait for MicroProse Pearl.
So Red is going to do the software stuff. That's going to be their games division. However, they haven't released any announcements yet. The one that has released announcements is MicroProse Blue. Here is the products they're developing. They're moving into consumer electronics hardware. They're making HDMI switches, digital TV receivers, USB cables, a PSP battery.
I'm so excited about all of these products.
And making a joystick for the PC.
Oh, the joystick. Nice.
Why did anyone like that joystick on the forums? If people talk about this is MicroProse. These guys made F-119 Stealth Fighter. These guys made all these great games, and now they're making a joystick?
Now they're making batteries.
It looks
wow.
like a piece of junk, but I mean, nobody else is in the market doing this.
Nobody wants one. I wonder who they bought that they had all this assembly line equipment and everything that, hey, we're going to start making gadgets now.
Yeah, I don't really understand all this. I mean, back in the day, MicroProse was a very good game developer. When I said to people here, you know MicroProse, you all knew MicroProse.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did the Magic the Gathering games.
Yes, they did the first one. One that actually was like normal Magic.
Yeah, the one I enjoyed and played a lot. It was a great game to practice on, too. Once you knew how to play, you just play on expert all the time. It's just playing against an opponent who doesn't make a mistake, which is kind of cool.
Let me ask the real quick question here. Would you choose a MicroProse branded HDMI cable over something else?
If the price was
right,
sure.
That would depend. What's the price?
I was gonna say, yeah. Well, things being equal, if the difference between Bob's bargain cable and MicroProse was the same, I would probably go with MicroProse. And hopefully they don't go the way of like Mad Catz or something and produce all crap.
I've never purchased Mad Catz. Is it really that bad?
It is terrible. It is junk.
Yeah, they're bad.
It's the kind of stuff you get, use for a day, and then like you'll shake it the next day and something inside is rattling.
I don't remember if it was Mad Catz. No, it wasn't Mad Catz. It was Mako or Nako or something like that. Kind of the same thing. I was playing Final Fantasy VII on my PlayStation, and I bought one of those third-party memory cards. And it was maybe $5 cheaper than the Sony version. That's why I bought it. And it quit working. We're not even talking years. I'm talking like 3 months after I bought the thing, it quit working.
You have no luck with save games and role-playing games. You should back up frequently, man. What happens with your Xbox? Oblivion dies.
I know.
Years ago, Final Fantasy dies. You should have spent the $5.
Yeah, I should have.
Next topic.
Does anybody here watch Deadliest Catch?
That's a Discovery show, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you what that sounds like.
I watch a lot of Discovery shows, and I've seen previews for it, and it looks like the dumbest show. I don't care how intriguing it is. It looks like a show about fishermen.
Well, not just any fishermen. These are crab fishermen. So the story here is that for the PC and 360, they are bringing out a game based on Deadliest Catch. Deadliest Catch, Alaskan Storm.
All right, unless you're hunting Jaws, a Kraken, the thing from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, you better not make a game out of it. Maybe catching crabs is dangerous. Like, maybe they pinch you hard and the weather's bad or something. But if it's a video game, you better be catching something a hell of a lot bigger than a crab.
Let me paint the picture here of the game and you can decide whether you'd buy it or not.
Oh, I've already decided.
I know. But I could tempt you to the light side here. The game's going to feature a career mode where you have to go out in the high seas over a number of seasons and try and break the haul record of Captain Sig Hansen, who I guess is the guy featured on the show. And then in between seasons, you can actually upgrade your crew and your ship. You can make it better, bigger, and stronger. Okay, so still no sail. Okay, next, you can go on search and rescue missions with the Coast Guard.
This is a video game?
Well, hang on. Okay, so still no sail. Okay, next. They're going to throw in mini arcade games for the casual player.
Whoa. This is way too hardcore. Let's throw in Bejeweled. They just play on deck with their DSs. They're waiting to go to the next pot. Yay.
The press release did say these arcade games are for the casual players. They're going to include Throw the Hook and Crab Boat Racing. Okay, still no sale. Okay, I got more. Hang on.
We're going to cram so many subpar features in this game, you'll have no choice but to find something. You'll go, yeah, okay, I guess that could be okay.
Okay, last big one.
All right, hit me.
This is from the press release. This is going to have the best wave effects in a video game to date.
It better. Because yeah. What the f*** else is there to look at except
I was
like
about to say,
sweaty, tired old men catching...
Well, no, you're going to upgrade to young, robust, handsome men.
The only other thing that it better have is really damn good crab AI.
Like, can you have two peg legs, two hooks, and two eye patches?
No, actually, I think they're all based on real people. You can't create your own avatars.
You're on a boat without a guy with a peg leg? I've changed my mind. American Idol can stay. This game needs to be banned.
This game will be the biggest seller of 2008.
The only way this will be the biggest seller of 2008 is if they charge $1 billion for the game and one person, the vice president of Discovery, purchases it.
It's him and Michael Bay playing at his house, just going back and forth, trading the word awesome. Awesome. Oh, dude, crabs. Awesome. Did you get that one? I got it. Awesome. And then something explodes.
What's going to explode, though? You're a crab fisherman.
The other boat. Because they saw how awesome your fishing was and they couldn't take it. And just
they
exploded.
Just exploded. Seriously. I mean, like, they already have this game. It's called Jaws for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Go play it. You'll have the same amount of excitement.
I was going to say the Bassmaster 2000 or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, Assmaster does sound... Oh, you said Bassmaster. Okay.
It's a mini game in Grand Theft Auto 4. Assmaster 2000. Prison Edition.
That just made the game bad. That's see, kids, the power of grammar. See what an adjective can do.
Next topic.
Dungeons & Dragons Online. Their 2-year anniversary is this weekend.
Good for them. Ham sandwich for staying alive when nobody wants to play your game.
If you would have said that and not had said how it had been out, I would have said something like, wow, has that come out yet?
Yeah. How long did we play that game for, Keith?
How long was our trial?
We played for the better part of a week. So, like, because it was new, and we're like, oh, this has to get better. This has to get better. This, dude, I'm like level 12, and this hasn't gotten better yet. Yeah, I know.
It was just, they tried to be different. You know, instead of being cool different, they went to, like, you know.
Like, I have a dead fetus attached to my head different.
Exactly.
It's different, but you don't want to be different.
Yeah, it's different, but it's uncomfortable.
Dungeons & Dragons Online. Different, but uncomfortable. Like a dead fetus attached to your head.
Next topic.
Mailbag. What was that? That was the crab fisherman.
Okay, from Drew. Hey guys, I've got a quick question for you. I'm really trying to get into sports games. I've started watching baseball again, and I've always loved football, the American kind. Anyway, do you guys have any suggestions on which sports games I should try out? I haven't tried a Madden in over 7 years, so I may give that a shot. Thanks a lot. If you guys could say, check out cplusgamers.com, much would be appreciated. So there you go. Check out cplusgamers.com. Any suggestions on sports games? Keith here. I know you have your own thoughts on Madden, but would a recent Madden be something to try out?
You know what? It depends what system it is for, to be perfectly honest. If it is for the Xbox, the original, yes. I like the gameplay for it better.
I would say Madden 06 or older.
I would run with that as well. I didn't like the gameplay for the newer one. It was honestly too much doing crap to actually play. You know what I mean? You have to spend this button to do something, and then this button right before you get hit, and this button right after you get hit, and this button to do this, and this button to do that. I just want to throw the ball, run the ball, you know, that kind of thing. They're trying to get too in-depth with it, which I didn't like. Now, if you want to be that in-depth with it, then go ahead.
I'm not a huge sports fan, but one of the games I actually kind of enjoyed was, what was it, NFL Street?
NFL Street is fun. Any of the streets are fun. Even the NBA Street, the NFL Street. Those are the over-the-top games, but they are fun. I haven't played a baseball game in a while.
Yeah, the last baseball game I played was Triple Play 96. I've played baseball games on the newer systems. I don't have much love for the aiming and all those kind of things they put into the recent baseball games. I like the ones in the old Genesis and Super NES days where it was just like, you know,
down is fastball, up is drop, left and right are curves, and swing.
I can't find love in the recent baseball games where you have to actually aim. That's just too much for me.
Again, I think that they're getting way too complicated with these sports games. Go back to the days of Baseball Simulator. Remember Baseball Simulator 1000, you know, where you have the different, you know, fire fastball and lead ball. So when you hit it, it just knocks the guy all the way back to the wall and he gets little dizzy things over his head.
Here's a suggestion for sports games. I like the tennis games. Virtua Tennis, Top Spin. Those are good games.
Any Mario sports game is fun. Mario Golf, Mario Baseball, all the Mario sports games, very entertaining.
The new basketball games I kind of like because they introduced the analog stick movement into the shot.
In terms of basketball, over the past couple of years, I've played the 2K basketball series. And I find when I play those, I actually just play the 2-on-2 sub game, not the full-blown basketball game. Because I like the games like the Jordan versus Bird, the one-on-ones from the old school days.
None of us are really hockey fans, so.
We used to always play the hockey games for the computer. Chris and I had an absolute blast with them. Like, our team, our forward was Red Ass Baboon Face, and it was a baboon face guy. Our two defenders were Bert and Ernie. We imported Bert and Ernie's face. Bert was, you know, the bruiser and was always spending time in the penalty box. And we just would import all these just random people. We had a really good time.
Next topic.
Okay, and ending our PopCap Peggle PC game giveaway, we have two winners. The first place goes to Jack, and his entry was, "Hey guys, I thought of a character for Peggle based off of Hepe the Fish Boy. So when you hit the green superpower block, instantly your computer shuts off and sends a message that shuts off everything electrical in your house, except your TV, which when turned on will display images of Hepe saying, shut it off, 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 shut it off." And there's an honorable mention going to Tony. His entry had lots of different video game show related characters and levels. We're going to hook him up with some prizes as well. I'll put the winning entries in this week's show notes. And that was Video Game Show episode number 79 for Sunday, March 2nd, 2008. Any ham sandwiches or share a dream pies to give to the world?
I want one.
I know you want one, but we can't give each other one.
Why? We gave one to Ivan for his birthday.
Is it your birthday?
Wednesday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Keith.
Thank you. Whoa.
And that was really, you know, for no good reason. Just, you know, I
gathered as much.
I feel it necessary, you know. I can't just be nice to somebody and leave it at that.
Okay, I'll buy that for a dollar.
And as always, send your comments, questions, queries, or concerns to the mailbag at mailbag@videogameshow.org, Skype us at videogameshow, or call us at 320-300-GAME. That is a standard long-distance call, and all normal fees apply. And that's a wrap. Good night.
And I hate to say it, and I don't want to admit it, but during the past week, Warcraft has been really, really fun.
Oh, God.
So,
There's nothing funner to me than every time Bob tries to go mine some ore and I rub my cat up and down.
And then he stands there going, I don't want to mine it. I don't want to mine it.
I have the stinkiest bag of ore ever.
Oh, that's so fun to me. I think it was Thursday before I left for my trip. We were playing a little bit. I missed one, and he like ran off and didn't tell anybody he was going to go mine some more. And I'm like, no, wait. It doesn't count if I don't rub my cap on it.